the typical Married at First Sight chaos last night. But amongst the terrible couples, there's a beacon of hope. Two, actually. One of them, Jonathan and Connie. They were the partners that you said straight away, Lou, oh, these two are magnificent.
Oh, they're so good. They wait out ages for their first kiss.
But there was a bump in the road last night.
I checked the phone to see what time it was.
And checked your Instagram.
She just wants all my attention, and then this is why I hated the phone rule from the get-go.
If he can't take that seriously, how's he going to take me seriously?
Oh, no. Jonathan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. That never gets old listening to that.
Oh, the phone band, Jonathan, and you broke it.
I know. I don't know what I mean, oh, you know, rules are meant to be broken, aren't they?
No. Are they?
No, they're not. They're made there to help.
Okay, so we all had our hopes pinned on you guys, especially because you look so perfect.
No
so
pressure.
You did get back together at the end, and you had a little kiss and a cuddle. Is everything okay now?
Yeah, we're smooth sailing. I mean, okay. I don't think any relationship is smooth sailing all the time. I think you go up and down, and you know there is, and that's to be honest, it's communication. Even though I was communicating on my phone, it's communicating about everything. Like you know, like. This is upsetting me. This is like, and then after we told, you know, the phone was an issue, it was actually, there's more to that story. I feel like, you know, my dad had a stroke and I was talking back home quite a lot. And like, I'm not sure about you guys, but most of my messaging comes through Instagram now. It's like me and all my brothers, even my, like.
You don't have to convince us, Jonathan. It's Connie that's the issue.
No, I do.
No, Jonathan, we still love you. And we loved the nice, slow beginning to the relationship, how you sort of wanted to get to know each other a bit first. And then there was that first kiss. We were all dying for it. I was just wondering, is Connie the kind of girl that you would have ordinarily gone for if you hadn't had the experts there to put you together?
No. Well, it's funny enough, me and Connie speak about this. I'm not sure if it'll get played or not, but we talk early on in the piece, like, we're like, fuck, it's so strange, sorry, oof, that we're not each other's, you know, go-to at the start. But on paper, we do have a lot in common, and there's so much common ground. So it's like, you know, that thing about judging a book by its cover, like, we wouldn't have gone up to each other at the bar, but I'm glad I did. I'm glad the experts did.
That's amazing.
Beautiful.
Love it.
Jonathan, fantastic chat, complete with F-bomb. Tonight, it continues Married at First Sight, and we hope you guys stick together amongst the chaos. Good luck at the dinner party tonight, Jonathan.
Thank you so much, guys, and sorry about that.
No, you're right, mate.
Oh, good.